How was it back then, Kip?
Well,
courthouse in the middle of town. We had, now this is as I remember. We had three banks. Commercial Bank, Munro and Chambliss, and National Bank. I can remember when some of these things, it didn't have, when I was born, it didn't have a library. You know?
Yeah.
And, they had about maybe two schools, one for higher and then one for the little children.
Well, I was wondering a few weeks ago why Ocala became the big place in the county, you know, the county seat and all like that. I was kind of thinking maybe Silver Springs might, because it, you know, it had the...
Well, they had a railroad through Ocala.
Mm-hmm.
And they,
was it there one that went by Silver Springs too?
A spur ran from Ocala out to Silver Springs.
I just wondering, you know, if they used the river much.
Yes, they did. They ship fruit. Mm-hmm. I have somewhere a receipt for my grandfather Stevens shipping oranges from Silver Springs to Charleston, South Carolina.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It went by river?
Yeah, went by river. Off a walk. And my father, Grandpa Stevens, used to have a grocery store. A very small, just opened it up when everybody came and wanted one, wanted something. Sometimes this Negro woman came and she says, "Now, Miss Stevens, give me a big nickel's worth." "Give me a big nickel's worth." That put in more rice or more grits or more sugar. Just a little bit more. Give me a big nickel. She wanted a nickel's worth and she wanted a big nickel's worth.
Well, a nickel's worth now sure wouldn't be maybe that much.
Oh. We used to go swimming in Silver Springs.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't cost anything.
Yeah.
And
they didn't have all the...
Oh, no. There was a hotel, there was a depot. The railroad track, and there was a big wooden hotel there. And I don't believe, it probably wasn't there when I was born. But anyway, all this myths. Daddy made the first class bottom boat that was on Silver Springs.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And it is in the museum in Gainesville.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
That must have been really a
really
novel thing that everybody came out.
We came to town from out at Star about twice a year, or maybe three times a year. We left before daylight, got home after dark. And it's, I would say 12 miles.